Namanda, Vutsu 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 Namanda.
I'd like to begin this morning by reading a passage from Shinran Shonin's, rather not for the writings of Shinran Shonin, but rather a passage from the larger sutra, the Sambutsuge, which we chant during our Shotsuki memorial services when we have the offering of incense. So this is what was chanted this morning during the offering of incense. So I'd like to read this passage. I think from time to time it's meaningful for us to reflect upon the meaning of these words of the Buddha that we incorporate into our memorial services. 今日のお焼香、皆さんがお焼香していた時は、三仏芸というお勤めをしましたけど、三仏芸というのは仏説無量寿経の、お経の一部ですね。で、それは非常に意味の深いところですので、それを幾を今から皆さんと一緒に、まあ、今から読んで皆さんと一緒にお考えしたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。不正上位解任精進尿税三昧知恵異常合成特物不行志願一切空空一切大安 Among the virtues of dana, readiness, discipline, patience and endeavor, the highest shall be deep meditation and wisdom. I will become a Buddha and completely fulfill my vow. I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt or fear. フセと上位と次回とニンニクと精進このような善情と知恵を収まってこの上なく優れたものとしよう私は誓う仏となるときは必ずこの願を果たし遂げ精進の国おののくすべての人々に大きな安らぎを与えようと生だ物生だ物生だ物生だ物生だ物生だ物 Morning everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning for our Shotsuki Hoyo, which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore in the month of September. During the Shotsuki Hoyo services, we have a custom each month of chanting this Sambutsuge. Sambutsuge is also commonly chanted at our memorial services, such as the 49th day, the one-year memorial, the three-year memorial, and so forth. We find that this is a very meaningful section of the sutras to chant as we remember those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore. And that's because the Sambutsuge are verses that are praising the virtues of the Buddhas. We're taught that our loved ones, when they've concluded their lives in this world, that they, we say they cross over to the other shore. They're born into Amida Buddha's world of peace and bliss, whereupon for us they are transformed and become Buddhas. And in this way, they have completely fulfilled all of these virtues of the Buddhas. And so as we chant the Sambutsuge and we praise the virtues of the Buddhas, we also call to mind the truth that these loved ones we remember now fully embody the virtues of the Buddha. Now for us, they are a perfection of particularly these six virtues that are listed, which we call the six paramitas. The six paramitas is one of the basic teachings, the models for Buddhist practice that we have, particularly in our Mahayana Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition. この三仏芸をお勤めするというのは、まあ、法事でよくお勤めされている御門ですね。で、この三仏芸というのは仏様の優れたところを 褒めたてまつる、褒めるということですね。仏様はこういうふうに優れていますよというふうに書いていますね。で、これはすべての仏様がこういうふうな優れたところが、素晴らしいところがありますというお経の一部ですけど、特にこの六パラミツという、不正と上位、戒忍、精進、知恵と、三昧、善女と知恵が尊に褒めたてまてるということですね。So I'd like to briefly introduce kind of how this section, praising the virtues of the Buddhas, appears in the sutras. Oftentimes we chant these sutras just in their one section, and this section of verse is actually spoken by Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who becomes Amida Buddha, before he becomes a Buddha. So the story that we find in this sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Buddhism, who lived in India 2,500 years ago, he taught in many different ways. Sometimes he would give a kind of rational explanation of what is true and real. Other times he would teach by telling a story, by telling us about other Buddhas, other awakened beings. And so the sutras upon which our teaching is based are the teachings in which he told the story of Amida Buddha, this Buddha who we have here in the center of the Onaijin Shrine. Amida Buddha, before he became a Buddha, said he was a king. He was a king. He was a king who was ruling and controlling a kingdom with a deep feeling of wanting to help others. It's wonderful when our rulers, the people who are running our countries, have a deep feeling of wanting to help others, isn't it? And that is the feeling that Dharmakara had, his wish to help others. And he had all the power and all the wealth that he would need to do that. So he began trying to help people using money, using wealth, using influence. And he found that somehow this wasn't sufficient to truly help the people of his realm. And so he thought there must be another way. So he left behind all of his power, left behind all of his wealth and riches, and went in search of a teacher, And it said that he found a teacher named Lokeshvara Raja. Lokeshvara Raja was an enlightened Buddha living in his time. So in each time, in each world, there is a Buddha. For us, that Buddha of our world is Shakyamuni. In Dharmakara's world, it was this Buddha, Lokeshvara Raja. So he went to this Buddha. He went to this Buddha and he sought the teachings. And when he saw this Buddha, when he met this Buddha, when he heard these teachings, he realized this is the way to really help people. All of my wealth, all of my power couldn't alleviate the suffering of the people of this world. But this teaching is indeed the path to liberation. And so in his great joy at meeting a true teacher, then he recites these words of the Sambutsuge. で、この三仏偈というのは、一つの国王、法蔵という国王ですね。法蔵という国王が国の国王であり、みんな助けたい、救いたい。たくさんの、財産を持って、権利を持って、人を救おうとしても、なかなかそれで人たちを救いきれないですね。ですから、じゃあ、私は権利と財産を捨てて、師匠を探そう。で、その見つけた師匠は、世事在王仏という仏ですね。その時の仏様に出会って、ああ、この仏様の教えが人の救う力を持てるなと気づいて、で、それを喜んで褒めることはこの三仏偈の御門ですね。から三仏偈は全ての仏を褒めることですね。So now as we reflect on those loved ones who we remember at this time, we reflect on them now as Buddhas, as our guides. And so when we chant this Sambutsuge, we're chanting in praise of their virtues, which now have become fulfilled as the virtues of Buddha. そしてこの三仏芸をお唱えするときは、この正月法要の先方者はみんなお浄土に往生して仏となる、その仏となったことを褒めるということですね。その先方者の優れた素晴らしいところを褒めるということですね。It's the meaning of the 三仏芸 that we chant. Each month, we gather here and we remember loved ones who passed in that month. まあ、この毎月毎月ここに集まって、お浄土に往生した先方者を偲ぶためにここに集まっていますね。Each month, we remember our family members and friends. まあ、家族とかお友達。So in my family, now these days we are remembering my wife's grandmother who passed over to the other shore last week.
そして私たちの家族は妻のおばあちゃんがお浄土に往生したということですね、先週に。
So some of you may recall that a couple weeks ago my wife took a very last minute quick trip back to Japan. She left on, she left on a Thursday, and she was back on Tuesday. So just went for the weekend. We already have a plan, a trip to Japan, family trip scheduled for next month, and we have a lot going on. Our children are starting school. There's a lot of things going on at this time, but when her family called and said, you know, Oba-chan isn't doing well. She isn't really eating that much these days. There was a sense that now is the time to go. Now is the time to go and visit grandma. And so my wife, then we booked plane tickets as soon as we could. She got on the plane and off to Japan she went. And when she arrived and was able to visit her grandmother, she said her grandmother was in very good spirits to see her. She was very happy to see her, smiling, talking, very happy to see her. And so it was wonderful that my wife was able to go and meet her and see her one last time. And then she came home, and a few days after she returned back here, then we received the news that her grandmother had passed over to the other shore. Very sad for us, but my wife had peace of mind knowing she was able to visit her grandmother. 妻のおばあちゃんが、まあ、往生する前にやっぱり先が長いと家族に言われて、じゃあ早めに飛行機の切符を取って速やかに日本に帰っておばあちゃん会いに行って、で会ったらおばあちゃんが嬉しかったそうです。会えて、でたくさんの親族が会いに来て喜んでたそうですね。で妻がここに帰ってきたら数日後に往生を遂げられたという連絡が来まして、まあ、非常に、まあ、悲しく思っていますが、寂しくも思っていますが、やっぱり会いに行けてよかったということですね。 My wife's grandmother was very fond of her. She was always very friendly. My first impression of her is how welcoming she was to me when I first visited their family. You know,My wife grew up in a traditional Japanese-style family where she lived when she was a child. There were four generations: her great-grandparents, her grandparents, her parents, and my wife and her brother all lived together under the same roof. Her parents both worked outside the home, and so my wife's grandmother was really the main kind of caregiver for her. When she was a child, she was really kind of raised by her grandmother, very, very close to her. And so I was understandably very nervous the first time I went to meet them. I was going to meet my wife's family. I would be staying with them in their home. I was very nervous. You know, who is this American guy? They live in a very rural village of Japan. I was wondering, how would I be received?And I remember when I stepped through the genkan, her grandmother was, very, gave me this warm smile. I was like, "Yōkoso, yōkoso." She says, "Here, have a seat." First thing he says, "Sashimi wo tabete kudasai." He brought out a big plate of sashimi to welcome me. They live in a small island fishing village, and so this was their omotenashi, their way of showing hospitality, was to bring out this sashimi. And every single meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, throughout my stay there, I was there for about 3 days. She was always, Ichimiyo, sashimiyo tabete kudasai, sashimiyo tabete kudasai. Always, that's my memory of her, she's always encouraging me to eat more sashimi. Now, sashimi is a real luxury food in Japan, as you know. It's, you know, the real luxurious food. And the island of Tsushima, I don't hesitate to say, has the very best sashimi in the world. Very, you know, just sweet and doesn't, not fishy at all. Really delicious. And, you know, her mother was always sort of offering me this sashimi. But to me, it wasn't just this offering of food, but the sense of welcoming me into her home. And this is one of the aspects of fuse, of dana, the practice of dana. Said there are seven kinds of dana, seven kinds of generosity practiced in Buddhism that don't require any material items. And one of the most important ways of practicing generosity in the Buddhist tradition is to welcome someone into your home. And to me, I was welcomed. I was a complete stranger at this point. And, you know, could have easily been held in some suspicion. You know, what are this guy's intentions with our daughter-in-law? But I was warmly welcomed by my my wife's grandmother, welcomed into the home, and, you know, fed and treated with such warmth that I thought, this is really a special person. And looking back on it now, I realize this is a person who lived guided by the teachings of the Buddha, this Buddhist perspective on generosity, welcoming. In Japanese, there's this word omotenashi, which is the kind of hospitality, caring for others, and really not looking, thinking about your own needs or your own comfort, but thinking about the other person who you're welcoming as a guest. まあおばあちゃんの家に入ったすぐに刺身を食べてくださいと言われて、で、まあ3日間ずっといて、まあ朝、昼、夜。 必ず刺身が出て、刺身を食べてください。で、対馬の妻の実家は対馬という島なんですけど、刺身はとっても美味しいですね。で、この、まあ、美味しい刺身をいただいたことは感謝してるんです。それはもちろん。ですけど、その裏にあるおもてなしの心は、それは本当にありがたく思っていますね。この全然知らないアメリカ人が、 まあ、自分の、まあ、孫、孫娘が連れて帰る人は、この人どうか不審物、不審物と思われることはおかしくないんですけど、温かく歓迎されてたんですね。I remember several years later when my parents came for a visit. My parents came for a visit as well. Once again, they were also welcomed in and they were chatting and, you know, talking about different things. And at one point, Obachan started talking about the Second World War. They'd say, oh, your parents came from America. And she says, you know, America is such a strong and powerful country. I have no idea why we decided to go to war with America. And everybody in the family was like, shh, don't talk about that. Don't talk about the war. You know, we're having a nice conversation, you know. Don't bring up such an uncomfortable topic. And, you know, I was dutifully just interpreting everything that she said. And my dad was like, what'd she say? What'd she say? Because I also was like, let's not talk about that. So I just stopped interpreting what she would say. My dad's like, no, what did she say? He says, well, you know, she brought up the war. And, you know, and my dad, you know, whose parents had both served in the military during the Second World War, you know, he said that, you know, it's really wonderful that, you know, our countries now, you know, none of us could have imagined the friendship that we enjoy now. You know, at that time, you know, at that time, I don't think anyone could imagine that we'd be sitting here like this at this moment. And it created this wonderful moment of closeness for our family. And I think that, you know, that to me was her true feeling of hospitality, of welcoming us, really treating us as one of the family. We're going to be part of a family now, so nothing is taboo. Everything is open. And it really, I think, made my parents feel very much at home and very comfortable with them, that there's an image of, oh, you know, in Japan, there's a lot of formality, and my parents are always afraid we're going to do something that might offend someone. And this sense of, oh, we can, you know, we can talk about anything, everything is okay. It really set them at ease, and I thought that, again, this was welcoming them, welcoming my parents also into the home, and this sense of we don't have to hide from anything. We can be open and face the realities of our world and recognize that what is not important is what is important is not the conflict of the past, but the good friendship, kindness, and love that we share together today. で、おばあちゃんが第二次世界大戦の時に両親が遊びに行った時にちょっといきなりこういう戦争の話をしてしまいますね。アメリカはとても強い国ですね。で、なぜその国と戦争しようと思ってたんだろうとかと言ってて、家族に黙ってください、それ言わないでください。でもそれで よって話し合いがあって、うちの父がでもその頃の時は多分この想像はつけなかったなんですけど、こんなにみんな仲良く暮らせるようになって本当にこれがありがたいですね。で、そのことによって本当のおもてなしだと思いました。タブーのことは一切なく、何でも話し合える、家族の一人として扱っていただくことができて、 So now when I remember my wife's grandmother, for me, now she dwelling in the realm of peace and bliss, now she is a Buddha, and I look to her and look to the example of her life as one of inspiration and guidance for me and for all of us. And I think each of you gathered here today are remembering someone, perhaps a parent, a spouse, a grandparent, maybe even a child, someone very close to you who has passed over to the other shore. And I encourage you to reflect upon their life. And as we chant the Sambutsuge, to think about the ways in which they now, with the virtues of the Buddha, are guiding you on your own path to a life of peace and bliss.
さんぶつげの仏様のことばをいただきながら、私たち今日忍ぶ方々が仏として私たちを導いている一人一人が、ここに忍び来られた方があるんですけど、その方はどういうふうに毎日毎日導いている存在を確認する機会は本日の正月法要でございます。
In conclusion, I'd like to once again read these words of the Buddha that we find in the Sambutsuge. で、 最後にサンブツゲの言葉をいただいて終わらせていただきます。 Among the virtues of dana, readiness, discipline, patience, and endeavor, the highest shall be deep meditation and wisdom. I will become a Buddha and completely fulfill my vow. I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt or fear.
この世な善情と知恵を収まって、この上なく優れたものとしよう。私は誓う、仏なる時必ずこの願を果たし遂げ、生死の苦におののくすべての人々に 大きな安らぎを与えようと。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀